Amen. Verse 5, oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. The flesh, Sister Lucy brought out this morning, the flesh, there's no good in it. The mind is enmity against God. It hates God. That's what the word enmity means, hate. It hates it when God said, love your enemy. And you, your mind and your flesh said, I'm going to get you. If that's the last thing I do, I'm going to get you. Hold your nose and close your mouth. Just like I have to breathe, I have to do what Mark 11:25 says, forgive. I have to know that my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I probably won't have time to go there. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and 2 Corinthians chapter 6 tells us about our bodies being the temple of the Holy Ghost and our bodies belong to God. So since I'm not my own, since he has purchased me, and the next time you want to go off and do something physically, mentally, any other way that's not pleasing to God, then think about your vehicle if you own one or whatever you own that wants to do what it wants to do. There was a movie, a movie I saw years ago called Trucks. And those trucks came alive and they just took over the town. They went where they wanted to go and did what they wanted to do, and the people were held hostage. Without the word of God, your mind, your emotions, your feelings will hold you hostage and take you away from God, who is holy and righteous and clothed in majesty, and who loves you and who has a perfect plan for your life, and who desires to open up the scriptures to you so you can find your plan and walk that straight and narrow way that is designed for you and you alone. And anybody and everybody that's supposed to be connected to you, as you go on the right path, you will meet the right connections. Little B.B. Jordan, my grandson, calling him, and he was lining up his trucks the other day. He was just playing, and I decided I would just video him. He was just enjoying himself, and he was just getting them lined. And then suddenly he said, Mia, he called me Mia. Mia, he couldn't get something lined up just like he wanted. And he brought it over to me and crying. And I said, all right, go try it again. Okay. And he went over there and I did it, Mia, I did it. God is saying, if you get off track, get in my word. Repent. I'll show you. And you can say, okay. And you can get in the right track. And so he had his little trucks lined up and he was happy again. Hallelujah. God said, let me help you line up your trucks. Let me help you get on the right road. It's too many things pulling you to this side and that side and backwards and forward that I didn't put in your life, that I didn't give you, that I never planned for you to do. He said, hide my word in your heart. Know what I want. Say, know what I want. And do it. Know what I want and do it. Listen, Lord, where'd I go? Hallelujah. Verse 6. He said, then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart. You know, sometimes we come to church and we won't praise God because we know we hadn't done right. We hadn't repented after cussing our husband out, our children out, or being mad at the neighbor. Just repent. If you can't get to them as soon as church is over, but go ahead and repent to God and praise God. Remember last week I told you to read Nehemiah because I thought I was going there. But you need to read it anyway. But in that, and Tim them came and ate with us last Sunday, and he and Kelly just got up and immediately started cleaning the kitchen. They immediately got up and started cleaning the kitchen, and he said, they need to read Nehemiah. He said, I already read it. It means working together. But somewhere over in Nehemiah, the people had got off, and they had done wrong. And then they spent a quarter of the day, I think it was, reading to them the commandments of God. And they heard, and that's one of my scriptures, whether I get to it or not, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. And they spent a quarter of the day, I think it was, reading to them and telling them what they needed to do and what they had done wrong. And I was busy doing something, or I might have been asleep and turned it on in the night, but I heard them say, and they spent a quarter of the day repenting. They spent a quarter of the day saying, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. Lord, help me to know your will and your way, and we will do all that Nehemiah tells us to do. Listen, CFC. Oh, I got so many more things I need to tell you, but listen to this. Let me finish reading this. Verse 8. I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart have I sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. And then back to 11. Your word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. And I have rejoiced in the way of your testimony as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes, and I will not, say I will not, forget your word. If you get ready and you get upset, somebody rubs you the wrong way, hold your nose, close your mouth, and then do what the word says. Amen? Word in, word out. Word in, word out. And then he goes on and he talks about, and on the end, I want to talk about praise. I'm going to read this since I'm just turned here. In verse 48, he said, my hands also will I lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate in your statutes. In other words, I will praise you, Lord. I will praise you, Lord. I'll praise you, Lord. I'll praise you, Lord. I'm trying to find which way he wants me to go. The Lord asked me to speak his heart to you today, especially to our young people. He asked you to fine-tune your hearing. He that hath ears to hear, Matthew 11:15. Let him hear. Matthew 13:9, just write it down. You don't have to try to put it on the screen. Who have ears to hear? 13:43. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of the Father. Who have ears to hear? Let him hear. And sometimes you'll think you have heard God. I was that way last Sunday with the message that I had prepared and been meditating on all weekend. It seemed like just kind of incidents. I called Bishop as he came in from out here to get dressed, and I said, this is what I got. He said, I don't think it's time for that yet. He said, I don't think it's time for that yet. And I always had that little thing that just wasn't quite, but that's all I had.